Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now. Most.
America's only hope for a healthy future is Dr. Kevin Most. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Hello, buddy.
Hey, how are you guys?
Fine. How was your weekend?
It was nice. You know, did a little BMW stuff on Saturday, and then actually got to play 36 holes with the brothers yesterday, so not bad.
Good, because you're not doing anything but doctoring for the next week. We should tell people that you'll be at the BMW.
Yeah.
Are you there now, by the way?
What's that?
Are you there now?
Nope. Tomorrow. Start tomorrow. Today is just a, there's a pro-am today, so it's more of a fundraiser today, so they didn't need our services.
Because if the pro-am people collapse, they can call their own doctor?
Correct, yeah.
We still don't know about Tiger, right?
We do not officially.
Yeah.
What are you hearing, anything?
No, I didn't, you know, and I saw those guys yesterday, or on Saturday, but, you know, it's one of those where you don't ask, you know, it's...
it's an awkward position to be in.
It is, yep.
Based on his withdrawal from the Northern Trust, I don't think he'll play this week.
Yeah, I mean, the injury that he's talking about is kind of a weird injury that can kind of stick with you for a little bit, and it would not surprise me that he would not play this week. But
side of your rib cage, the oblique, is that where that is?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And once that's pulled, does it take a while to just recover?
It does, because think about it. Every movement that you have does that. You know, if you hurt your arm, we put you in a sling and tell you don't use your arm. But we can't tell you to stop twisting. We can't tell you to stop walking. We can't tell you, you know, stop breathing. All those things that use those oblique muscles. So it's not like it's one that we can completely rest.
Having said that, the top 70 golfers in the world will be there, with or without Tiger, and it's going to be a great week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the field's unbelievable. And if anybody wants to see golf up close and personal, I mean, this is your opportunity. Medina's a great place to do it.
Yep.
The grounds are unbelievable, and Western Golf just does a phenomenal job. You know, Vince and Patrick, they just do a great job of putting it on a great event.
Yeah, and Cavs, too, the whole bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
By the way, if you do go and you're thinking, well, I've never been to a professional golf tournament, do I just plant myself at one hole, do you walk around? I don't know about you, Doc. I highly recommend walking around. And
absolutely.
Not just following one group. You got to see as many people as you can.
Right. If you haven't been to Medina, I mean, the grounds are beautiful and it's easy to walk. There's some hills, but I mean, it's a beautiful piece of property. So the opportunity to see more than one shot and to see different aspects of the game. This is one sport that you can get within feet of the professional athlete. So it's actually a lot of fun.
The great Mark Slaby, who is out of Medina, says a membership there is, as always, steps up big time for this week. So anyway, it's going to be a great week, and congratulations to everybody at Western Golf and the Evans Golf Foundation. Going to raise a bunch of money for the Evans Scholarships, the Western Golf Foundation, the Evans Golf. Well, you know the Evans Golf thing, Kev? They're going to raise money for that.
The Evans Scholars Foundation and the Western Golf Association.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yep.
All right, look, back to school time. This is a high-pressure situation. You know, Abigail Grace is going to preschool in a few weeks.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Yep.
And, you know, you got little kids, medium kids, and big kids, and college kids all going back. A lot of pressure, right?
There is. You know, and you guys did the thing on Friday with Channel 9, and I thought, hey, you know, it's nice that you touched on, you know, the school supplies and things like that for kids, but there's also some health-related issues that we should probably at least touch on. So parents make sure that their kids are in the right condition, in the right tuned up, and make sure everything's checked before they, you know, head back to school.
Sleep. What do we do?
Well, it's interesting, Steve, if you think about it, for the last 2 months, kids have been able to sleep whenever they want. They go to bed late, they wake up late, and now we expect them to change on a dime, and that just doesn't happen. Your body gets into this normal circadian rhythm, and you've taught your body now that it's okay to go to sleep at 11 or 12 o'clock because you're able to sleep till 10 in the morning. Well, school's right around the corner, so one big thing that sleep experts are saying, is 2 weeks, at least 10 days before school starts, get your kids on that school sleep and wake up cycle. So,
and put up with the whining.
That,
you know, I mean, they're going to tell you, oh, well, I'm not going to school yet. Put up with the whining,
exactly.
Because there's going to be plenty of that.
Exactly, because those first, you know, you might say those first couple of days of school aren't that important, but I tell you, those first 2 weeks really do set a tone. So making sure that they're awake and alert at that time is very important.
From sleep to food, I think you got two levels here, right? Because you got kids who eat nothing but junk all summer, and the school year is more balanced. But then you also have parents who maybe are better at watching their kids during the summer, too. So what do you do about this?
Yeah, you do. You have the two extremes. You know, people don't understand that close to 22 million kids get a lunch, a well-balanced lunch through the food program. And then during the summer, they fall off of that. Parents may not be able to afford those meals, or they eat poorly during the summer. So getting kids back into school for many of them is great for their nutritional value. In other kids, you do really have to look at what have they been eating all summer and how are we going to get them back eating a good balanced diet. We have a problem with obesity in this country, but the balanced diet that they're getting through the food program, two things. One, it's a great meal. Two, it teaches them portion control and hopefully will help with the obesity problem we have.
Gee, what do you got for Doug?
This would actually be a good rule of thumb for adults as well, but especially for kids going back to school. You're saying they shouldn't skip their annual physical.
Yeah, gee, you know, it's interesting. You know, adults, certainly, right? We're looking for hypertension. We're looking for cholesterol. We're looking for all the things we look in adults. In kids, parents often go, my kid is super healthy. Why do I have to go and have him see the doctor? They don't do anything during that exam. And, you know, we do a lot during that exam, and really probably we do two main things, you know, heart and lung, and really just make sure that they're growing and their skeletal structure is great. You know, that's the portion of the physical exam. The other portion that parents may not understand is when the parent is out of the room, we're talking to them about other issues that may be going on. Cyberbully, what do they have about sexuality? What about smoking? What about drug abuse? What about peer pressure? Some of those questions that kids ask, and also docs have a checklist to make sure that they go through those things to say, hey, if this happens, make sure you tell your parents. You know, it allows the kids to understand, yes, it's okay for me to talk to my parents about these things, or to talk to his teacher, to talk to someone instead of just ignoring the issue and having it build up.
When we come back, Doc, I'd like you to explain how to handle that with parents from a medical perspective, where you literally have to say to parents, I need a couple of minutes with your teenager.
Yep.
All right, stand by for that. Dr. Kevin Most. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, better knowledge means better health for you and your family. You can go to nm.org/healthbeatnews for health stuff you should know. All right, Doc, what about the idea that parents have to leave the room? How do you handle it?
Yeah, sometimes parents handle it quite well because parents will come up and say, you know, I'm going to step out, or we ask them, we say, you know, during a portion of the exam, the child's going to feel very, very uncomfortable. We'll have a nurse stand in the room with us, but, you know, we're going to ask that you step out. So that portion of the exam is usually a great opportunity for us then to also address any concerns that a parent may have. So that's the opportunity for parents to say, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you talk to them? You know, they have body changes that are going on that they may not feel comfortable talking about. They're hanging around with a group that I'm concerned about drug abuse.
So more often than not, you have cooperative parents who are looking for that.
Absolutely.
Okay,
you know, you have some that say, I'm not going to leave the room. Absolutely not. I'm like, that's fine. You're just going to miss out on the opportunity for some of these kids who really want to talk about something, or we need to get a message across to them that they'll be uncomfortable with their parent in the room.
The books that kids carry are very heavy. And, you know, back in the day, we didn't worry about this or talk about it. But that's why we all have screwed up backs now, or at least it's part of it. So what about these backpacks? They're good ones and bad ones, right?
Yeah, yeah. The big thing with backpacks is how much do they weigh? And people would be surprised. So really, the order is you shouldn't have a backpack that weighs more than 15 to 20% of your child's weight. So know how much your child weighs. You know, if your child weighs 80 pounds, your backpack should be about 15 pounds, 14 pounds. But weigh those backpacks, because two things are happening as we grow up. One is the structural nature of our body. So as we're growing, you know, if we just throw a backpack on one shoulder and it weighs that much and we walk a great distance, we start to see changes in the back, start to see changes in the low back. Two, make sure it's a good balanced one so that you use both straps. It used to be cool to only carry it on one. Well, it's not cool. So really put it on both straps so that the weight is evenly balanced in the middle of the back.
Vaccinations and visual screenings and other things related to this, all in the notes we post for the podcast. But give me a minute on cyberbullying.
Yeah, you know, this is another one that the doctor can do, but I also tell the parents can do. You know, when you and I were growing up, we knew who the bully was because, you know, he picked on kids right in front of you, or he picked a fight with somebody. You know, now the bullying can be stealth-like, right? A lot of social media bullying is going on right now, as well as regular bullying. You know, and I say two things to parents and to kids especially. You know, when you're doing that sports physical, you say to the kid, hey, you know what? Why don't you be a mentor instead of being a bully this year? And they see that in the media all the time. They'll see a professional athlete who'll find out about a kid who's being bullied and go to the home. You know, that makes news. You talk to these kids and these athletes and you say, hey, you know what? Rally around these kids. Rally around these kids that someone is deemed to be less fortunate, and act as their mentor. Protect them. Stand around them, and you'll see the bullies, you know, go off to the sideline and be more quiet. Great for the bully. They'll learn a life lesson, but great for that kid as well who's the mentor. He makes them feel better, and great for the kid who was being bullied because now he has higher self-esteem as well.
It's Dr. Kevin Most. The notes are posted with the podcast, which goes up almost immediately after we're done here. WGNRadio.com and the WGN Radio app. Great places to get the podcast. And, Doc, I'll see you out of Medina. Text me your location so I can get in the trailer before Phil Mickelson or somebody else takes your time.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
See you later. That's yep. Dr. Kevin Most.